The following Daf Yomi consists of several parts. It begins with the Daf Yomi recorded today, continues on with a quick review that allows you to go over the entire Daf in just 5 minutes, and then concludes with the last cycle's Daf Yomi, which you may enjoy more simply because there are different participants, has a different ambience. Enjoy! Today's Daf in Masechet Menachot is Daf Zayin, and we're holding on Daf Vav Amud Beit, and we're trying to make sense of what it was that Rav had said yesterday, according to which a Zar who does the Kmitza can be Marzir the Kmitza into the Kli. And we went through a lot of back and forth and trying to understand exactly whether Rav was talking about, even according to the Tanna Kamma, and he was saying that the Tanna Kamma would also agree to this, or whether it was a Chiddush Dafkin Ben Beteira. In any event, the last thing we said was actually it was going according to Ben Beteira. And the Chiddush of Rav was that if you do the Kmitza, when he says Zar Shekamatz, he means even if you put the Kmitza into a Kli. So Ella, let's just take a look at that piece inside so that we can continue it. Ella HaKamashmalan Rav, actually the Chiddush of Rav, one-fifth of the way up. Ella HaKamashmalan Rav, Kamatz Vafilu Kidesh. That the Chiddush is, even if he did the Kmitza and was Makadish Bekli. And the reason that that is truly a Chiddush is because actually he's coming down hard on one side of this issue. Because Lafuke Mehanatanoi, Rav is making it clear that he is against the opinion of Rabbi Yosin ben Yasyan and Rabbi Yehuda HaNachton, in which both of them say to Tani Rabbi Yosi ben Yasyan and Rabbi Yehuda HaNachton Amru, when does Ben Beteira say that you could put the Kmitza right back into the pot and just take it out again and this time do it right with the correct coin and the correct hand and so on and so forth? That's only if you were Kometz, but you weren't Makadesh the Kometz, but if you already went ahead and you did the second stage, which is after the Kmitza, we do the Kiddush of the Kmitz, which is the equivalent of the Kabbalat Adam, where the Kmitza per se is the equivalent of the Shrita, then it's too late, and you actually messed it up, because what you...
Are you kidding now?
Eyes don't close. Eyes don't
close. Or so.
It's so much.
Okay, so Rav is coming to say that the truth is no, even if you were Kometz and Mekadesh. Whereas Ikeni Amri, others say, no, actually Rav was coming down very firmly on their side. That's what he was saying. Kidesh, only Kidesh, but not Kometz. So he wants to make it clear that Kometz in Kidesh lo, in which case he would be agreeing, Keman Kanitanoi, and Lafuke Mitana Kama, to tell us the Tana Kama who believes in that Machorkis with Rabbi Yossi ben Yisayan and Rabbi Yehuda HaNachton were arguing on a Tana who held that Ben Beteira would be Machshir, even if you did the Kiddush HaKli following the Kometz. So we have two approaches in Rav, but in any event, it's certainly not a trivial question. He is not simply repeating Ben Beteira. He's telling you what the din would be, Aliba Ben Beteira, in one direction or another, depending on the Ikeri Amri, the first lotion, as to what would have happened if you did the Kiddush following the Kmitza. Could you put the Kmitz back in or not? Makifla Rav Nachman, this really conceptually doesn't make much sense to me. I mean, look, either we're taking seriously the fact that the Tzar or the small whatever is doing the Aveda, and if we're taking it seriously, then of course it will create a problem with whatever the Shirayim are, or we're not. If we're taking it seriously, then even without the, not, even with,
what he
did. Richie is all wide awake. So if we take it seriously, then we don't need the Nitina Bikli. If the act that a czar does with the Kmitz is completely meaningless, why does it become more meaningful? Because you put it into a Kli. I mean, Mamanusha. Either you're taking the avod of the czar seriously, or you're not taking the avod of the czar seriously. So this really doesn't make any sense. I ask you, Micah Savri Hani Tanoi, these Tanoim who say that Ben Beteira would not agree to being Machshir the Kmitz by putting it back if you'd already done
Kiddush B'Kli. I mean, Maman of Shach. I Kamitza Psulim Avodai. If you hold it, when you do the Aveda, but with a Zara, with any of the other Psulim that we have, the Tameh, the Onin, whatever, that is considered to be an act of an Aveda. Therefore, we've got a problem. The rest of it has been ruined. It's already the beginning of making it Shirayim once you do the Kamitza. So then, what's the difference if you did Matan Kli or not? Afagav de lo Avid le Matan Kli. If you hold Kamitza, Psulim is not an Aveda. So what's the difference if you put it into a Kli? You can't put it into a Kli either. Same way you can't do the Kamitza. Doesn't make any difference. It's a meaningless act. Take it and put it back and do it correctly the next time. So then my Havi, how does that make it worse? Then Reb Nachman said to himself, now wait a minute. That's not necessarily such a good question. Because the truth is he could hold it. It's an Avoda. Kmitza is an Avoda. But, I mean, surely we're agreed that the Kmitza, until such time as I do Kiddush Kli, I haven't finished the Avodat HaKmitza. It's sort of like the Dom. So if I'm a Kabbalist, at that point I'm Koveya it. The same thing would be true over here. But until such time as I complete what needs to be done with it, then I haven't done that Avoda. The Avoda is a Retzef. It's a continuum from the time of the Kmitza, which is the equivalent of Shechita, to the time of the Kabbalah, so to speak, which is the Nitina B'Kli. Maybe that's the point. Yolam Avodah, it's not that when a apostle does an Avodah, it's not considered to be an Avodah. The point is, Lo Gamra Avodata Adi Avodah Matan Kli, except that I haven't completed the Avodah, and therefore I haven't made a psul in the rest of the Mincha until such time as I complete the Avodah, and therefore I can put it back in, as long as I have it done, the Kiddush B'Kli. These next words, the Shita takes them out. Forget about that. Okay. Asks the Gemara, I have a big problem with this, because I don't understand, if you're telling me there's a difference between doing Kabbalah afterwards, according to Ben Batera, then how could Ben Batera say, put it back into its original Kli? What do I care if I put it into an original Kli or put it into a new Kli? The fact is, when I put it back, I'm being B'Kaddish B'Kli. So then you boil down creating an impossible contradiction. You say, you can put it back into a Kli as long as you don't put it into a Kli. So how can I put it back into a Kli when that is putting it into a Kli?
Put the Kmitza back into the place where it came from?
Yeah, so why isn't that Kiddush Kli? So v'chimahadilei l'komitz l'duchte, when you put it back in its place, that itself should be the Kiddush Kli. And let it be pasul. Amar Rabbi Yochanan, zotomeret Kli sharet en mekachin el midat. That proves that since I didn't have an intent to be Makadosh when I put it back, on the contrary, my intent was to get back to the beginning and put it back to the way it was, therefore this is not considered to be an act of Kiddush. What are you saying? You're saying, but if it would have been Midat, so then it would have been Makadosh? You mean the Pasul can put it back in and it's going to be okay for Kiddush? V'abay minei reish lakim Rabbi Yochanan. Kli sharet mao shiyekatshu pesulin lechatchila lekarev. Can you be Makadosh a Kli? Use Kiddush Kli on something that was Pasul and now make it kosher to bring it up to the Mizbeach. So it's our case, for instance. A Zar does the Kmitza, puts it into a Kli. Just like there's a Din of Mizbeach Mekadesh, a Tarot Uila, what would be the Din of a Kli Sharet? Is the Kli Sharet Mekadesh, and therefore I can now bring it on the Mizbeach or not? And Rabbi Yochanan said, no. So if he says, Ein Mekachin, then why over here does he say, it's because of the problem of Midat, or Shalom Midat, even if it would have been Midat? It wouldn't have been able to be Mekadosh. Oh, my, like, what are you comparing two issues? The issue over there was, is it Mekadosh to bring it on the Mizbeach? Not whether it's Mekadosh to create problems of Psul. Of course, Lipasel, what are you going to say? If I put it in there and I want it to be Mekadosh, so then I definitely would have Pasled it because now I have a mixture of the Shirayim together with the Kaimetz. You want to know what the Din would be, Lagabe, things that have Kedushas Haguf. In terms of Psulina, can I be paid at all? Of course it's Kadesh. You asked me whether it's Kadesh to bring on the Mizbeach. What does that have to do with what we're talking about? I told you it's not the Kadesh to bring it on the Mizbeach. Fine, that's because it's possible. Rav Amram says, the solution is not what Rav Yochanan says, that when you put it back in, the reason that it isn't Kadesh B'Kli is because it's an Ein Mekachin El Aladad. It's because when you put it back in, you put it back into a Kli that was overflowing. It was a Bisar Gedusha, and since it was Gedusha, there is no way for it to become Kadesh B'Kedushat Kli, and therefore you don't have a problem. What? But if it was Gedusha, then you can't take the kovens from it. I mean, the point is, if it's Gedusha, it's overflowing the edges of the Kli, and the Kli Shoris is only Mekadosh in it. So then fine, so then you can't take the Kmitza out of it either. The kmitza you can only take from what is inside the kli, specifically. So how could you do of the kmitz? Because if you need to take the kmitz out of a kli, which we'll see that you do, then it needs to be taken out of the inside of the kli. Okay, you're right. You put it back into a bisa tefufa. It wasn't gedusha. So it was actually all the way up to the top. And when you put it back on, now it's going to be over the edge. I don't understand. It was up to the top. So last I heard, when you take something out of a kli and put it back in, it's back to the way it started. When you did the kometz, you made a little hole for your kmitza. So you put it back into the hole. So how did you get more than what you started from? It's a remarkable phenomenon. Gosh, if we could do this every day, I wouldn't have to work. What's the problem? So obviously, I mean, keeping the kometz le'ovid le'guma, look, you must have made a hole in there somewhere. And if you made a hole, then ki mahadir le'gavei damonika mahadir. When you put it back, you're putting it into the inside of the kli. And therefore, you were, once again, mekadesh it. I mean, how are you addressing the problem of kiddush? Well, when you put it back in, you put it on the edge. You left the hole in the middle and you put it around the edge. Adafta the mana. So, I mean, so then in that case, you never put it back in and you still can't do a kmitza. No. What you do is you shake the kli so it should fall back in. And therefore would be manad levinafa memela. And how does that address the problem? It addresses the problem by removing the act of hachzora into the kli. Suppose you got a robot to put it back into the kli. Would that be okay? In order to be kometzit? Yes, I can go back and be mekametzit. But can a robot put it back into the kli in such a way that it will be an act of kiddush? No. And that's essentially what happened over here. You had a monkey put it back in because it fell back in through the movement of the kli. It was never put back in. So therefore, you weren't mekadesh it, but you could do the right kmitza because you got your original kli with the same isaron that you had originally, with the same kedusha it had originally, but not with the kiddush kli of a kometz. So a monkey did it. So it's not as a kmitza chazira hakof. It's like you got a monkey to put it back in. Omele Rabbi Yemuel or Rabbi Zera, couldn't you just have said a very simple answer? Couldn't you say that it's talking about that the kli was munach al gabei karka, right? And nobody is holding it. So the kli is munach al gabei karka. You put it back in, and therefore there was no kiddush kli, but kiddush kli has to be something that you're holding in your hand. I mean, unless, indeed, you see from here that you don't have to hold it in your hand. So then, apparently, Elish Mamina, Komsi Mikli Shagabi Karka? Can I deduce from this that the fact that nobody said the obvious answer, that the halacha is that a Kli Agabi Akarka would still be perfectly good in order for me to do the kmitza? Omale Kanagata Bebaya Di Boyelan. It's interesting, you're touching on a question that we actually had raised, one of our group had raised this question, because actually what happened was, I'll tell you how it happened. The boy Lon, Rabbi Avimi, was learning in Rav Chista's yeshiva, and what? He was learning Rav Chista's yeshiva? How could he be learning Rav Chista's yeshiva? Wait, let me finish. No, this makes no sense. Avimi be Rav Chista, Tony? How can you say that Avimi learned by Rav Chista when we know that Rav Chista reported to the police that he had been beaten up by Avimi so many times because he didn't get the following brayta straight, as Rav Chista said, Kupi Tavi Bali Mi Avimi. Oh my God, you can imagine how many times that baseball bat did it in to me because of the following stira in the brayta, the Me'alada Hashmaidata, which was a contradiction whether Hachroz and a Mechira from Yetomim requires 30 days of advertisements or 60 days. And Avimi had explained to me that there's a difference between if you do it ritzufim, so you have an ad every day, then it's a 30-day process. If you put in an ad only on Mondays and Thursdays, then it's a 60-day process. And man, I got that mixed up so many times that I got black and blue from the baseball bat. It was a cricket. But in any event, clearly, if... If Rav Chista says that Avimi beat him up, then how could Rav Chista, how could Avimi be teaching, learning rather by Rav Chista? Something's very funny over here. Who was the boss? I thought Rav Chista said Avimi beat him up. Ah, you know, what actually happened is that Rav Chisda, yes, used to learn by Avimi. But then, you know what happens, you get older, memory is not what it used to be. So Avimi actually forgot Masechet Menachot. So therefore he went to learn by Rav Chisda, that Rav Chisda should reteach him the Menachot that he had taught him. So he went to Rav Chisda, Lat Kure Gemari, because he wanted to remember Masechet Menachos. I mean, if he's the rabbi, can he ask him to show up to him? I mean, Rav Chisda used to learn by Avimi. So why now that Avimi have to go to Rav Chisda's yeshiva? He could have asked him to come into his house, you know. You get your haircut in your house, why can't you get your Gemara learning done in your home? Surely he doesn't have to attend now the Daf Yomi of Rav Chisda. He felt that doing it that way, it'll work better. If he's committed on that level, that he's ready to be Yagati or Matsati, as Rashi says, or to embarrass himself. And that, so then that way he'll have the Siyata Dishmaya to learn his Masechet Menachot better. Anyway, can I continue the story now that we've established what happened? Thanks. So anyway, as I was saying, a funny thing happened on the way to the baseball, I mean to the yeshiva. So Pagabe Reb Nachman. So he meets Reb Nachman. So he says to him, oh, this is a great opportunity. Could you explain to me, Ketzat Komtzi, how exactly do you do Kmitza? Oh, so he sees a kli sitting there on the ground, and he says, from right in there, you know, miklize. Some say that what he was saying is, if you want me to teach you kmitza, fill up the kli with flour and let's do it. Put it in there. Exactly what the Chiddush was saying, putting it there, wasn't clear. You put it in there, you could put it in anything, not necessarily. First of all, that was on the ground. So therefore he assumed immediately that the Kiddush kli is the Chiddush. So yes, the Vichikomtzi Mikli Shikabikak, oh, you could do that? No, I didn't mean that. I mean, of course, you have to pick it up. So then what were you saying, Mikli Zeh? Maybe the kli was made out of wood, and as the Chiddush was that Kli Sharet can be made out of wood, which is a machloket in sukkah. Whatever the case was. But what's important to us is he said that the coin has to be magbiyah. So then he said, Ketzad bekachin etamenachot. So he said, well, you'll be bekadish the mincha by putting it back into that kli. So you mean I can put it back into a kli on the ground? It could be makadish with a kli that's on the ground? No, I mean the coin picks it up. It says, man, that's crazy. So in other words, you need three kohanim every time you do the avodah of the mincha. One guy's got to hold it up. Man, how many poles does it take to change a mincha, for heaven's sake? So you've got one kohen that picks it up. The other kohen does the kmitza. The other kohen now has to be the one that picks it up in order to do the kiddush kmitza. So you got three kohanim. So are you telling me you tzrach the shlosha kohanim? No, and if you need 13 kohanim to change a light bulb, what does it bother you? By the time it's your shachar, we have 13 kohanim. So who's to say kmitza doesn't need 3 kohanim? That's a question. Teitzrich or shloshesrei kohanim? Ketamid? Eitzvei. Zehaklal. So then how do you explain the whole loshen of the Mishnah, Zehaklal, kol hakometz, vinotein bekli, or hamolech, or hamaktir, lechol davar, shedarko lechol, or to be maktir davar shador kod, maktir, same lashon that we had in the Mishnah Zvachim. But, I mean, according to you, if you got three kohanim, why doesn't it say, and holds the kli, or holds the kli for kiddush, and as he holds the kli has in mind, because, I mean, now the kiddush has to be achieved with the combined efforts of the person who's holding the kli, which really does the kiddush or kli, and the one who puts the comments into the kli. So how can we ignore those kohanim? Magbialo katani doesn't say anything about the guy who picks up the kli, who is essential to the kiddush kli. Well, no, I mean, that's Tana Seder Avodot Nakid, fellow Seder Kohanim. I mean, this Tana is not interested in the number of Kohanim. However, number of Kohanim there are, but we're talking about only the number of Avodot. There's one Avodah that's called Kiddush Bekli. Who cares how many Kohanim would be involved in that Avodah? Now, that's really a Machlokas Rishonim. Whether, and as the Rabbeinu Gershon says over here, we're avodot nakitle, is how he has it, lo seder kohanim. In other words, holding up the kli may be necessary, but that doesn't make it an aveda. because it's not the Kiddush, it's the Hachona for the Kiddush. It's needed for the Kiddush, but the Kiddush is only the guy who puts it in. Fine, that's another approach. They asked Reb Sheshes this halacha, which we've just made such a big fuss over, that you need to have some coin that's going to hold it up. And so they asked him, can you be kumitz from a kli on the karka? He said, what kind of question is that? All you need to do is open up your eyes and observe. How do I do that? I walk into the heichal. He said, pok chazi mayav din lagav. What are they doing in the heichal? Well, read the Mishnah. Arba'a kohanim nichnasim. Every Shabbat, you've got four kohanim going in to take care of the lechem haponim. And what do they do? Shnayim bi'adam shnei sidarim. So two have the two new parts of the Seder HaLechem HaPonim, each one holding six of the Lechem. Shnayim bi'adam shnei vezifim, and another two, one holding in his right hand, one of the bezichei levona. And you have four kohanim that go in before these four. Arba'a magdimim lifnehem, two to take the shnei sidarim, each one taking off six chalot, and two to take off the shnei vezichim. Notice that it doesn't say a word about Kohanim coming in to pick up the Shulchan, so we need two other Kohanim for the picking up the Shulchan when I take off the Bezichim, which is the equivalent of the act of Kmitza. No! I take it off of the table that's sitting on the floor. That's the equivalent of doing Kmitza from a Kli that's sitting on the floor. If you needed to pick up the Shulchan, I mean, we won't even talk about how much it weighed and how many kohanim would be necessary to pick it up, but the point is that it doesn't mention any additional kohanim. So clearly you don't need to pick it up. Well, what kind of proof is that? I thought we just said that we don't care how many kohanim are involved. We're only interested in the kohanim in terms of the act of avodah. Did you just say that? You said, lav amr latam seder avodot nakat. So here too, seder avodot nakat. Boy, is that a dumb question. I mean, here we're telling you the number of kohanim, and you're saying I should ignore the number of kohanim. Four kohanim go in first, four kohanim coming after. What about the other kohanim? No, we're not talking about kohanim. What? What do you mean, not talking about kohanim? You just listed eight kohanim. So tell me the kohanim that needed are necessary for hagbat ha-shulchan, midami, hatabladachet leminyana de kohanim, hachan nachat leminyana de kohanim. So therefore, if you are correct, that you'd only be able to be magbiah if a kohen is magbiah, to take out the komet, if a kohen is holding up the shulchan, so imita litnei magbiah, why doesn't it mention the guy who's picking up the shulchan? Ela shema mina komtzi mikli shagabi karka shema mina. Clearly, you can do kamitza from a kli on the ground. Obviously, that's what he was asking. Obviously, the answer is that nonetheless, you could say that when you're not interested in discussing how many kohanim do it. But if the point of your discussion is, so how many kohanim were there, that's not a good enough answer. Amar Rava says, Rava, look, I'll tell you what the only issue is over here. It's clear 100%. Definitely you can be kaimitz from a kli shagabe kark. I mean, that's the seelik bezichin and the shulchan. There's nobody can argue on that. Furthermore, you can obviously also be mekadish b'kli shagabe karka, and therefore throw out this whole avimi business about needing three kohanim. There's no such thing. You can be mekadish also in a kli. How do I know that? Because that's the cedar bezich, and it doesn't say anything about Kohen picking up tables in order to put the bezich onto the shulchan, which is the equivalent of the initial kiddush. We're not talking about now, can you be makachin the komet? We're talking about can you be makadish the mincha, the first kiddush, and the original kli of the isorin. So putting down the bezichin is the equivalent of kiddushas ha-mincha. My only question is whether you could be makadish the komet into a kli without holding the kli. That's something else. That is the important issue over here. So, boy, Rava, but what about the kiddush of the komets? My. Do we compare the kiddush of the komets to the kiddush of the mincha? If we do, then it should be able to be done even if the kli is agave karga. Or do we compare it to the dam, because it is dam, is it not? Basically, the Kiddush of the Kometz is the equivalent of the Kabbalah Sadah. That's the four avodot. Knitza is shchita. Kabbalah of the kmita of the kadam is the equivalent of the knitza being put into a cup. The putting the zrika of the dam is the equivalent of putting the kometz on the flames. So since this is the parallel of Kabbalah Sadam, and we know that when it comes to Kabbalat Adam, then you will certainly have to be holding the dam, as we'll see. And therefore, you would not be able to be Mekadesh if it's sitting on the ground. After he asked the question, Hadar Pashta, he then explained it to himself. Definitely Midam, we learn it out from Dam, for sure. Wait. How could Rava? You're telling me Rava was the one who said that we're going to definitely learn out from Dam? I thought we had a whole discussion. Vaitmar kometz shechilko b'shnei kelim. If you take the kometz and you do a kiddush of a kometz in two separate containers, we have a machlokas Rav Nachman and Rava, and Rava comes down entirely inconsistently against what he just said over here. Remember that according to Rava, you're claiming that Rava figured out for himself that the Kiddush HaKemetz is the equivalent of Dam. Okay, then how do you explain the fact that Reb Nachman said, well, if you're Mechalik, the Kometz into two Kalim, then the Kiddush never happened. And yet Rava says it is Kaddish. But we know that when it would come to Dam, it would not be Kaddish, as we're going to prove later. So ve'im ita leilef mi dam, why don't we show from Dam that since Dam has to be Mekudesh in one Kli, so too, if Rava holds that the Kiddush HaKometz is similar to Kabbalah Sadam, if you need Kabbalah Sadam in one Kli, you should need Kiddush Kometz in one Kli. So now we've got a contradiction in Rava. He apparently does not learn it out from Dam. Well, the truth is he changed his mind, you know. I mean, that does happen. After seeing the machlokas with Reb Nachman, he realized Reb Nachman was right. Since he saw Reb Nachman was right, so now here he's being entirely consistent with his chazara to the shita of Reb Nachman. Harabe Ravai Miyahi. But I'm just curious, by the way, you said he would have learned out from Dam? You're so sure that you can't be Mekabel Dam in two separate kalim and then put it together? Why are you so sure about that? V'daminol, under lo kodesh l'chatzayin, I mean, it ought to be the same issue as the kometz. If you don't know what the din is by kometz, how do you know what the din is by Dam? No, there I know. Because the Tani Rav Tachlitha ben Shaul, kidesh pachot michtei haza'a b'klize, u'pachot michtei haza'a b'klize. Now here we're talking about the main Chatat. The shear of Haza'ah, as we're going to see from the pasuk, is sufficient water of the Nechatat to be able to dip the tips of the Givolea Ezov into it so that you could then do the Hazaya with the Ezov. Suppose you were Mekabel less than the requisite amount in two separate kelim and then put them together. I shouldn't say Mekabel, but you had filled it this way. Yeah. Can you then put them together and now have enough of the Mei Nidah to be Zorek on a Tomei Mei? So the din is over there that if you were Mekabel and then you went ahead and you were Zorek, it's no good. So the question over there was, as we'll see, we learn out that it's no good from a pasuk. Lo kidesh. Now, we asked over there, and what would be the equivalent din by the dam of karbanot? And by the way, there's a machlokas Rashi and the Rambam about whether this is about all dam karbanot or dafka the dam parim v'sirim anisrafim, which is the makor of the comparison, as we'll see later on. Rashi learns we're talking about the parim and seirim. At least that's the way most understand Rashi, even though he mentions osham later on as well. But the Rambam says this is a general question. Any korban, if you're Mekabel Adam, two separate kelim, and then you put it together into one kli, and only now you have enough of the shir hazoya. What would be the halacha? Hilchata, is this a hilchata? Meaning it's halacha l'mashim b'sinai. And therefore, the din of the mayim of the mechatat is a halacha that has absolutely no implications for anything else, because the rule is mihilchata lo yafina. You can't use a halacha as a model for another din. Wherever it was given, it was given. It's not like the typical pasuk, which can serve as a model. Oh, Dilma, or maybe it wasn't based on halacha l'mashmi Sinai. It was based on a simple analysis of the pasuk. And what is that? My taima, as we discussed back in Zvachim, dechtiv v'taval ba'mayim. So ba'mayim, instead of b'mayim, means in the original water as it was taken. And therefore, if that would be true, that that is the basis of the drasha, we would have exactly the same drasha over here, where it says, this is all about the Purim, it's Yom HaNisrafim and Yom HaKippurim, V'taval HaKohen et etzbo badam. Remember the et, badam, tefillah? This is where we have this halach. The Kohen puts his finger into the dam, meaning the dam that was there initially. In which case you can't create a combined dam. That's not the dam that was there in this kli initially. So then it would be the same halacha. That's what we said, legabe the dam. And Omar, v'itmar, and we said on that, Omar Abzrega, Omar Abalazar, the din is af bedam lo kidesh. Rava himself points out, Amar Rava, Tanya Nami Achi, Vitaval, when it says Vitaval HaKohen, it means Velo Maspig. He cannot scoop the dam from the edges of the kli and thereby get enough to sprinkle. He needs to actually put it into the blood as a liquid on the bottom of the kli, not scoop it up by putting his finger around the edges of the kli. And then when it says badam instead of bidam, that means shiyehe bidam shiur tefillah mi'ikaro. You have to start with enough dam to be able to get dam without doing now the scooping. And then when you say min hadam, that means min hadam shebi'inyan, the above-mentioned dam. We'll see what that means in a moment. Now, itzich l'michla v'taval, itzich l'michla v'adam. Let's start with the beginning. You'll say, well, this all sounds like the same thing. It's not the same at all. Let's say that the Torah would only have written v'taval. I would have said, okay, v'taval means, as long as I currently have enough dam to dip, it's fine. So I could have been mekabel the dam in 10 different containers, I put it all together, and now I have enough to dip. No, therefore, yeah, I would have thought, I forgot the little kibel shiur tvilaot mikara. Therefore, I have to say badam. Nope. It's got to be the same dam as you were bekabbling. Okay. Let's say if would have just said badam. So then I know. No? No. Why? Because badam could mean as long as you can get that dam together. Even by scooping it from around the edges, that would be enough. I need to tell you still v'toval, that the shear is enough to dip your fingers in. So hava mina fil maspig. Katav rachamane v'toval. And when you say min adam shebi'inyan, from the above mentioned dam, what exactly do you mean? Lemute mai, what does that exclude? Omarava, it means each time you do hazayah. If you're doing hazayah sheva pa'amim, each time you do hazayah, you need to dip your finger in again. And you cannot use the shirayim that are left on your finger. Even if there's enough there, you got to get rid of them and start over again. That's what I mean, min hadam shebinyan. V'taval HaKohen, min hadam shebinyan sheva pamim. Each time is the first time. Misayeh aleila Rabbi Elazar, diyoma shirayim shebe'etzba bisulim. Leftovers on your fingers don't count. You know, your Talmidim actually quoted a problem raised by Rav Amram on this sheet of your Rav Elazar, and that was from the Braita, where the same idea. So doesn't it say that if he was sprinkling, remember, any dam that touches a beged of the chatas demands that you do kibbutz of the beged. Here it says, if he was sprinkling, and some of that dam came from his hand, so if he hadn't sprinkled yet, so then that dam requires kibbutz. If he finished sprinkling, and then dam drips from his finger onto the beged, it doesn't require kibbutz. Why? Because now it's shirayim, it's not kosher for the zrika, for the hazayah. Now, this seems to be to mean that achalogamar, meaning before he finished the entire seder of the hazaot, and when it says mishagamar, it means he finished the seder of the hazaot, all seven. I thought you said every single time it's a new hazoya, and that if the first hazoya has shirayim, then if those shirayim would drip on a beged, it would not be mechayev kibbutz. But here it says misha gamar. I mean, what else does misha gamar mean? I mean, it's not a process. You flick your finger, and it's over. So what do you mean misha gamar hazayato? I mean, obviously, when you're talking about the difference between starting and finishing, there's time. What is that time? That's the seven hazayot, and the beginning of the process, the end of the process. So if any blood falls during that time, then it's not considered to be shirayim. So how can Rebbe Elazar say it's shirayim immediately when you flick your finger the first moment? That's how I would read it.
That's on the finger.
Yeah, it's left on your finger and then drips on the beggar. No, it doesn't mean that when... The meaning of Hayamazeh is not he was in the process of being mazeh. It means he had blood on his finger that he was about to be mazeh. That's what it means. He puts it on his finger, he's about to be mazeh, and some of it drips on his sleeve. Chayev kibbutz. Mishur gamar hazato is an instant later when he did the hazoya. That's shirayim the first time, not that there's a whole process. So Misha Hizah means not that he started doing it. So therefore, no, yeah, let's see it inside. Misha Gamar, apparently my love, Ad Shelo Gamar means not finishing the Hazoya. Misha Gamar Hazato is the whole thing. Shema Min HaShiraim, in between, on the Etzpa, are actually kosher, because otherwise why are they Mechayev? Kibbutz Begadim. As a Gemara, lo. What it means is Ad Shelo Yatzam Yado. It's while he had the blood before even starting to do Hazoya. It's Ton Kibbutz. But the moment it's Gamar, meaning it left his hand, it's not on his finger anymore, then anything that drips from his finger is now shirayim and will not be mechayev kibbutz. That's what it means. Mishi atztazayam yado. And now something drips v'nitzah mimash nishar. Ein to'un kibbutz. Et ve'abayim. Gamar mila hazot. Here we're getting to the part. You finish sprinkling the dam of the parah. Mikaneach yado begufa shel para. You have to wipe off your hand on the actual para. Okay, now, you see that it's only Misha Gamar Mila Hazot, when you completed the Hazoya. So Gamar in lo Gamar lo. Apparently you could allow the original dam to remain on your finger, and only when you were finished did you clean, and it doesn't matter if that dam had been used already. It's not going to be considered shirayim. There's no need to get rid of it, because it's perfectly kosher dam. So you see clearly, Gamar in lo Gamar lo. If you hadn't finished, then you don't have to clean it. Omar Lay, now wait a minute. There's a big difference between wiping your hand and wiping your finger. I mean, here it's talking about completing, at the end of the Hazoyos, wipe your hand off on the par. But between each Hazoya, you have to get rid of the blood on your fingers. So there it's Begufa Shel Para, he's Mekaneach Yado. But Lo Gamar, he still has to be Mekaneach Etzpa'o. Now, hold on a second. I mean, it makes sense to say Gamar Mekaneach Yado Begufa Shel Para. Yes. Lichti v'sarafata para le'inav. Anyway, he's going to have to, and this is how Rashi understands the sugya here. Remember, we just had this back in Zvachim. In Zvachim, Rashi says, what would you wipe your finger on? Certainly can't wipe your finger on the para, because you'll get hairs on your fingers, and then you won't be able to use it for azoya, because that would possibly, it has to be from your finger, not something on your... Here, because the Gemara stresses the problem of needing to be soreif the para, Rashi understands that the issue is that he is in a different place than the para is. The Kohen goes up to the top of Har HaZeitim, where he's facing the Petach of the Heichal, and that is where he needs to do the Azoy of the Dam towards the Petach of the Heichal. The Parah is down. Surely you're not saying he goes down every time. If when he finishes doing the Azayah, anyway, he has to burn the Parah, so he has to go down. But if he's in the middle of doing now the Azayot, what did he clean his finger on now, since he isn't around the Parah anymore? That's the point. No, what it means is Elolo Gamar Mikaneach Etzpa'o means my b'may Mikaneach is Mikaneach not Begufa Shel Para, but rather Amar Abaye Bisvat Mizrok. The edge of the kli that was used for Kabbalah is the makor of the word kipurei. Why? Because the word kipurei means cleaning, wiping off. So apparently we used the containers of the dam to wipe off the fingers on their outside edge. Rav kamatz afilu kidei. The Tani Rabbi Yossi ben Yisai and Rabbi Yudah Nachtom Amru Bamet Varma Murim Shekamatz V'lo Kidesh Avo Kidesh Pasul. Or others say on the contrary, what Rav was saying is only Kamat Kidesh Lo Keman Kahani Tanoi Lafuki Mitana Kama. V'ikri yamri kamatz in kidei shlo, kamam kani tanoi lafuki mitana kama, matke chlor ronach v'mayka savri hanetunoi. Ik mitzat psilin avodahi, af agav delo ovid lo imatan kli, ik mitzat psilin lav avodahi, ki ovid lo imatan kli mai havi. Adam Reb Nachman li olam avodahi, v'lo gamra avodata, adi ovid lo imatan kli. Say, yoki, I feel lo kideish, that we took out. V'chimahari leila komet seduchte, why isn't it tiktosh v'lifso? Om Rav Yochanan zot omer kli sharet ein mekatshin el hamidat. You're claiming that hamidat mitkatshin? V'aboy minei Rish Lakish Rav Yochanan. Can't kli sharet be mekatish something puzzle? L'katchila l'ikarev, and he said no. And here the same Rav Yochanan is saying that actually you have to be careful not to have dat in mekatish. Om alei, all I said was in mekatshin l'ikarev. But certainly mekachin lipasel. Rav Amram amar kagon shechziro lebisa gedusha umekamitz. Shechziro lebisa gedusha umekamitz shechikamatz. Rav kagon shechziro lebisa tefufa. So v'kimen the kamatz, why wouldn't he have made a hole where he made the kamatz guma? V'kimen ora lagave the mona kama hadele. No. Actually, Mechimaharele puts it on the corners, not in the hole, adafta the mana. Then he shakes the kli, and then it's nafam amela, and this way it becomes kigon shechziro hakof, and there was no kiddush kli at all, even without dat. It's not the issue of dat. Omle Rabbi Yomel Rabbi Zer, v'lukba kigon shechziro lekli munach agabi karka, unless you're ready to agree that elash v'amira komtsu meklisha agabi karka. Oh, Malay, that's very interesting because you're touching upon Nagata Babaya Diboilam because Ravimi had been Tani Menachas Bei Rav Chista. What are you talking about? Ravimi couldn't have learned Menachas Bei Rav Chista. Ravimi Bei Rav Chista, Tani. Om Rav Chista Kulpi Tavi. Bali Mi Avimi Alodosh Maitse Bola Ichri Lachris Ritzuf and Itzloshim Yom. Bola Achris only Sheni Vachamishi. Then it's Shishim Yom. So how in the world could Avimi be learning by learning by Rav Chista, if Avimi beat Rav Chista up? Actually, what happened was that Avimi Masechtis Akra accurately, to the coming of Rav Chista Kri Gemore. So then, why didn't he ask him to come to his own house and teach him? At least Shlach Liver later Lagabe. So, Avahokim is Tayyam Milta Tvei. Anyway, getting back to the story. So, Pogabe Rav Nachman, and normally Ketzat Komtsi, and normally Klize. Oh, you mean even though it's al gabi karka? No, I'm not saying that. Maybe let the coin pick it up. Okay, and how do I do the kiddush of the mincha? Omalei not on a kliza. What? You can be makadish and a klisha al gabi karka? Well, maybe magbi al kohen. Omalei, you tell me you need 3 kohenim. Omalei, what do you care? Teitzricha shlosh 3 kohenim, like the Talmud. Anyway, etve zeh klal. Kol hakomets v'notin b'kli molech makil echol davar shadakol lechol, etc., etc. Note that it doesn't say anything about needing a coin that's magbia, who can then be machashiv v'machshev espigo, magbia lo katani. Well, that's because we're only talking about avodot, we're not talking about koani. Boy, mi name Rav Sheshes, ma'olik motz mikli shalgabi karka, o ma'ale pok chazi mai avdin legab. You have arba'a konim nichnasim, shnayim biyadam arba'a sidorim, shnayim biyadam shnei bezichin, arba'am mekadmim lifneihem, shnayim litor shnei sidorim, shnayim litor shnei bezichim. Not a word about the konim that are needed to be magabiyat ashulchan, lo katani. Didn't you just say that anyway? We don't talk about the konim. We only talk about the seder avodot nakat. So therefore, why can't we simply say that's the case over here? Hakanami seder avodot nakat. It's not similar at all, midami. Hatam lo nachat leminyonu de kohanim. Hacha nachat leminyonu de kohanim. And therefore, im ita, why doesn't he need to say anything about it? He should have said magbiyah. Ala shmamina come to miklish agabikarka shmamina. Omar Rava, this settles it for me. Pshitali that comes to miklish agabikarka shimakim matzin basilik bazichet. Furthermore, it's pshitali the makanchin mincha b'klisha agabi karka shekeinu asinu basira v'zichin. My only question is, kiddush kaimetz, is that similar to the kiddush of the mincha that can be agabi karka, like the b'zichin, or midam yafin in la? Adar pashta midam yafin in la. What? Umi omarava, we learn out the kaimetz from the dam. But in the machlokis that he has with Rav Nachman, a Yitmar, komit shechilka b'shnei kelim Rav Nachman amar eino kadosh, v'rova amar kadosh. And if Rava really believed that we learn out from Dam, then learn it out from Dam that it's pasul. Well, the truth is he changed his mind. How do we Rava miyahi? V'dam minol and delo kadosh lachatzayin, the tanner of tachlifa bar Shaul, kidesh pachot mikhtei hazabik lizeh, pachot mikhtei hazabik lizeh, lo kidesh, v'boilu b'dam mai, Hilkataim Yokotaloyafino Dima Atam my time the Ktivetaval Ba Mayim, in which case Akanamik Tivetaval Ba Adam. Vit Omrab Zrek Omar Belozar Af Badam Lokidesh. Omar Rovatani Hoki Vitaval Velomaspig Badam Shibadam Shiotvilmi Koroi Min Hadam Min Adam Shibi Inyan. Vitzukumikta Vitaval Vitzukumikta Badam. Ika Tabakwana Vitaval Avimirafagav the Lokibul Shiotvilami Kor. But even if he had written Badam, I would have said, okay, but the Shir Tibo couldn't, the Shir couldn't include Maspig. Therefore it says, no, it has to be Shir Tvila, not Maspig, Vitaval. When it says Minadam Shabinyan, what is that coming to address? Omar Rava, that's coming to Ma'ute Shirayim Shabbat Etzpa. Misayele, Rabbi Lazar, Diome Shirayim Shabbat Etzpa, Psumi. Omar le Rav in Baravada le Rav Amri Tamidecha, that Omar Rav na Amram, how could Rav Elozer be right if Tanya Hayamaza Velitza Hazor Miyodo imachlo iza ton kibbus? Mishi iza ain ton kibbus. My lab, achlo gamar hazato, and Misha gamar hazato. In which case, it's clear that Shirayim Sheba Etzba are ksherim because otherwise they wouldn't be Machayev kibbus. No, maybe what it means, ad shelo yatzta miyado hazaato on kibbutz, umi sheyatzta hazaa miyado, then v'nitzav imah shenishar ain't on kibbutz. Et ve'abaye gamar mileazod mikaneach yado begufa shel pora gamar in lo gamar lo. Amalei, no, gamar mikaneach yado. Lo gamar, it still has to be mikaneach etzba'o. Well, b'shlem gamar mikaneach yado begufa shel pora, it says v'sarafat ha'pora le'inav. But lo gamar mikaneach etzba'o, b'may mikaneach. Amra baye b'sfat nizrak, rechtiv kipurei zahav.
Following is the graph from the previous of Yomi cycle.
I screened it last night at the Cinematheque.
Oh.
Fantastic.
Yeah.
I'm mamish blown away. It's like I'm still old.
Oh.
All right, here we are. Yom Shlishi Shel Chag HaSukkot. Ashtei Asar Parim today. And we're on Daf Vav Amid Beis. Those goyim are going downhill. They're already down to, as the Zohar says, it's got to be an ayin ra if ashtei changes shtei into 11. So it's obviously an ayin ra. So they're going downhill, and we're holding on the Vav Amid Beis, and we are in the sukkah of our dear friend Chaim Meyerfeld. And the year is Tavshin Samach Dalet. It's about 50 years after we began, I think. Chaim and I. Yes, indeed. And so, yeah, all right. And so here we are on the one line up from the bottom. Actually, no, we stopped more than that. We stopped at the Maskiflot of Nachman, which is four lines up from the bottom. Maskiflot of Nachman. Maika Sava Hanitanui. You're telling me that we talked about machlokis, if you were, did the komet as a pasul. So there's a machlokis if subsequently you're in the Kaddish Bikri, whether then you can be magzir or not. Can be magzir into the Kli. Smart, anything funny here? Just my imagination. There's no problem of odor here, is there? From any of this? Okay, no, just smoking. Yeah. You yeah, do smoke? Huh?
A little bit.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
It could be just ammonia from
there. Yeah.
So the question is whether a kiddush after the kemetz changes the original act to be irreversible. And now I cannot put it back in. And we said that was a machlokas we had yesterday. Maskevler, Rav Nachman said, I don't understand. It's completely inconsistent. What do these tanoim hold? I mean, look, Mamonavshok. If you hold that the act of kmitza itself is considered to be an avoda, to parcel it now, so what's an afkamina? If you put it into the kli, you didn't put it into the kli, once you did the kmitza is done. If you're telling me that the kmitza is not considered to have been done since it wasn't done properly, and psulim would do kmitza is reversible, so what the heck is the difference if afterwards you put it into a kli? You put it into a kli, something that wasn't the kmitza. So, I mean, I understand. If I put a candy bar into a kli, I mean, the kmitza, this is not the kmitza of the mincha, if you say that it's not a kosher mincha. So I don't understand. Either you hold the kmitza as enough to pass, in which case you can't put it back in, or you hold that even if you would do the kiddush kli, it isn't really a kiddush kli because the kmitza was no good, and therefore it doesn't matter if you did it. And you can always put it back in, but I don't get this compromise solution. Well, if you did the kmitza, you can put it back in, but if you then do the Kabbalah Bikli, the Sina Bikli, then you can't put it back in. I mean, it's just not, this is not consistent. The e kmitza tzulava vodahi, ki over the matakli my hobby. And if you say that the kmitza is not an avodah, what the heck is the difference if now you take something that doesn't have a kosher din of a kometz and you put it into a kli? Hodam, Reb Nachman, then Reb Nachman, after thinking about it, said, I got it. I understand what the pshat is. The point is, what they're saying is, not that it's not an Aveda, but that it's not a complete Aveda. In other words, what they're viewing is the Kmitza and the Kiddush Kli as an Aveda. So you do this Kmitza, the Kaddish of a Kli. So actually, it is part, it's an act of Aveda, but it isn't complete. So since it isn't complete, it hasn't yet become irreversible, because I still put it back, but once I complete it and I put it into the kli, then I have the problem. That's what they're saying. So the olam avodahi, except that velo gamra avodata ha'david le'matan kli. The point is that they haven't finished doing what needs to be done until the matan kli. Therefore, I can cancel what was done so far, but once I put it into the kli, I can no longer cancel it. Yeah, but you know what? The problem is, amalei hachi. The problem over here is you've got an impossible situation, because you're saying I did the kmitza, now the kmitza is holding midway in the avoda of kiddush kli. Okay, so if I decide to reverse it, I can put it back into the kli. If I put it back into the kli, I just did kiddush kli. If I did kiddush kli, then I parceled it because I parceled it. So, I have no way of putting it back. What am I going to do now? I mean, normally, of course, I would have put it into a different kli in order that the komet should be kosher. But, I mean, in terms of the dinim of kiddush, what's the difference if it's in kli shoreis A or kli shoreis B? Any kli shoreis will be mekadesh. Once it's mekudash, it's no good. So, you can't put it back in, and you can't go ahead. So, you're stuck. You can't go forward, you can't go backwards.
Because you're in that mitzvi bowl, you know, you have to transfer.
Yeah, but that's not like having a din of kiddush. That's just a din of, don't confuse the din of kiddush komets with the din of kiddush mincha. That's a different din. Reb Yochanan, it says Reb Yochanan, we have no choice but to conclude that zot omer kli sharek ein mekachi elamidat. Apparently, since your intent is not that it should be kaddish, you're putting it back in order to reverse it, not in order to go forward. So therefore, it doesn't become kadosh, even though it wasn't a klisharis, which proves that a klisharis requires your kavana in order to be mekadesh. Since over here you didn't have such kavana, there's no problem of putting it back in. So what are you saying then, hamidat mekachin? In other words, the only reason Rabbi Yochanan is saying that there's a solution to this problem is because he can have kavana that it shouldn't be kodesh, and he wants to reverse it. But in other words, if he didn't have such kavana, let's say he wanted to go ahead, and now he goes in and he puts it into a kli in order to be mekadesh the kometz. So what? So at that point, it would become kodesh? And he could go now and he could be makir then? V'boi minei Reish Lakish, when Rabbi Yochanan Reish Lakish asked Rabbi Yochanan, Kli sharet mahu shiyikatshu psulin lechatchil yikarev. What's the din? I mean, remember, we have a din of a Mizbeach Mekadesh, right? And we learn out all Kli sharet. The Gemara says, all Kelim we learn from the Mizbeach. Well, by the Mizbeach, there's a din of im alu lo yerdu. Okay, so my question is that what we mean by a Kli sharet Mekadesh? That if you put something that's posel into a Kli sharet, such as over here, the kmitza of the posel, and now you put it into a kli, then that kli now makes it kosher, the same way the mizbeach would make it kosher. And I just go ahead. Is that true or not? The omale ain't mekadesh. That Rabbi Yochanan Tei Reish Lakish, no, that's a misunderstanding. It's not going to be mekadesh at likarev. So, I mean, so why did Rabbi Yochanan say now, aha, from here we see that the kli sharet is only mekadesh midas, mashma, that if I would have had intent that it should be Kadosh, then I would have been able to be Makrivit. And Rabbi Yochanan himself told Reish Lakish, no, that's wrong. Oh, now, wait a minute. Now, Malay, in the Kachin Nikarev, I mean, Reish Lakish's question was, does the Kli Sharet make it Kadosh to go ahead and to bring it on the Mizbeach? Well, Rabbi Yochanan said, no, it doesn't. But as far as this issue is concerned, we have a completely different concern. Namely, is it Kadosh in order to make it possible so that it's no longer reversible? That's our only consideration. Isn't that true? That's not what it was saying. The reason that they said if you did the Kmitza and then you did the Kiddush B'Kli that you can't reverse it is because the Kli was Mekadosh to make it possible. Fine. Rabbi Yochanan never denied that. Of course it's Mekadosh. Reish Lakish said, but does it mean that it's like Imalu Lo Yered? No, it's not like that. So there's two different questions over here, and one has nothing to do with the other. Rav Amram Amar. Rav Amram says, you know, you don't have to conclude over here that Kiddush Kli has anything to do with intent. Because, what was your problem? How could you reverse it if you put it back into the Kli, it'll become Kadosh? I'll tell you how. Suppose you use a Kli that is over full. So now, when you take the comets, it doesn't go into the Kli, it goes on the Kli. If it go on the Kli, then it doesn't have Kedushas Kli. Because it's not Mekadesh, something which is Muvorats. So maybe that would explain it. So therefore, Kegon Shechzeru Lebisa Kedusha. You put it back into a large Bisa. The Bisa was the Kli that you did the original mixing of the oil. What? I understand. If you did that, so how could you do the Kmitza in the first place? If the Kmitza has to be from within a Kli. It can't be outside a Kli. It requires Kiddush Kli L'chatchila for the whole Mincha. You're telling me that it Mamonav Shach. I mean, if you did the Kmitza wrong in the first place, then this whole thing is moot. So obviously, you did the Kmitza right. If you did the Kmitza right, we have the same problems. So you're putting it back. So I don't get it. No, I didn't mean that. I mean, Kegon Shechzir L'Bisa Tfufa. You put it back into a Bisa that's right up to the top. So you put it on top. When you took out the Kmitza, you made a hole. You're going to put it back. I mean, like, how did it fill up now? If you took out the Kmitza, you're putting back in the Kmitza. I mean, I don't know. Last I heard, what comes out must go back. I mean,
you added a little water to make it swell.
I don't know. Answers the Gemara. That's not a problem. First, let's see inside the question. Well, I don't get it. Keeping the comets, they offered like Guma. I mean, you made a hole when you took out the comets. So, you know, how do the Gavi and Monica had it? If you're putting it back, you're obviously putting it back where it came from, right? Point is, over here, when you take out the comets, you've got a hole in the middle where your hand was inserted, but you still have a full kli around the edges. When you put it back to the remakadosh, put it on the edge. But if I put it on the edge, it's not kadosh. Oh, that's okay. Shake it around a little. Give it a little shake, rattle, and roll, and it'll roll into the middle. But if it rolls into the middle, it won't become kadosh.
It has to be put there.
Has to be put there. But if a monkey puts it there,
Hey, don't laugh. My brother brought my
If a monkey puts
it... My brother brought his monkey to shul.
Okay, so if a monkey puts it there, it wouldn't be Kaddish, right? Since over here it just fell in, that's the equivalent of an automaton. A monkey's an automaton. That's not a chisaron in the specific kavana to be mekadesh. I mean, that's a chisaron in the act of kiddush itself. So therefore, nasa kimishir zira kof, it's like a monkey putting it back in. And therefore, well, Rav Yaakov, no! We needed to get a picture of our coin. What's going on? But you weren't in the picture. You have enough time for one picture at least? One picture. Majesty, give us a shot. It's a busy working day for the Kohanim here.
Smiling, everybody over there.
You have your calling card to get through the crowd.
Okay? Great.
Fighting concerns.
Off to work. Oh, hi ho, it's off to work we go.
We have another Cohen now taking his place.
Yeah, Cohen comes, Cohen goes.
Your Gemara was found in one of the last places where you were, together with other traces of Barnea, so we brought it. So then we have a reversal, but the reversal was done by a trained monkey, so that's not a problem. And we probably had a monkey specially trained for this purpose. Wherever Kometz was a nikmat for pasul, we simply gave it to the monkey. Monkey puts it back in.
Would the monkey have to be a Kometz?
It's no, that's the point. So it's they won't pasul it, but put it back in. It will not now be mekudesh, and now we can start over again. With a coin, redoing coin kosher, now doing the kmitza. Everything is fine. Now you know what that monkey was doing.
I still have a part of the concept of monkey running around.
All right, so I mean, nowadays we would use a Sony, you know, one of those Sony bots. Yeah. Fine.
That's the same thing?
Yeah. Sure. Why not? It's even better.
Is that a person control?
No. Yeah. Fine. I have a simpler solution, and it's very troubling to me that nobody took the simpler solution, which implies there's something wrong with my solution, and therefore I can derive a halakha out of what's wrong with my solution. Because the simplest solution, of course, would be to say, leave the kli on the floor, put it back in the kli that's on the floor. Unless, of course, you hold that a kli on the floor is going to do exactly the same thing as a kli in the hand. Now, let me say kiddush kli means somebody's holding the kli so that the act of kiddush is achieved by placing something into a humanly held kli, not to the just to the magic of the kli. So, omele rabbi yemele rabbi zerva, look at gonshech zir le kli amunach al gabi karka. Now, if apparently it made no difference to any of these mandi amrim, whether the kli was held in your hands or the kli was on the ground, it appears that indeed there's no difference.
What if the monkey held it?
And that would be the ground.
Yeah.
So then apparently you, in the same way you can't put it back into the kli without it getting into the same problem, it'll become kaddish, you can take it out of the kli to do the kmitz in the first place. In other words, holding the kli is not part of the issue over here. You do not have to hold the kli. That's what you see from here. So shmamer kom tzi mikli shagabe karka. This is what he tells Reb Zera. Reb Zera says to him, oh man, Kanagata Babaya the boy. You know how many years we've been worried about that? We have been dealing with this Shiloh as a whole big issue because Rabbi Avimi was learning Menachas by Reb Chista. What? Avimi was learning by Rav Chista. Well, just the opposite. Rav Chista always was the one who was learning by Avimi. But don't lose track of what's going on. This is something of an aside. All right? Yes. So how can you say that Rav Chista was learning by Avimi? Rav Chista, we know... Avimi was learned by Rav Chista. We know that Rav Chista learned by Avimi because Rav Chista said, you can't imagine how many times I got beat to a pulp by Avimi because I couldn't get the following mimer straight. And every time I forgot, he smashed me again. And Kufi Tavi Bali me Avimi. Man, I got smashed so many times from Avimi. Although the Arshmaita, just because of this mimer over here, Bola Chriza Tufin Shloshim Yom Sheni Vechamishi. The din over here is when you're coming to collect from Yisomim. So you have to make sure.
From.
Yeah. You have to make sure that the property is valued at maximum. And so you do a lot of publicity beforehand so that you can auction the price up. And the question is, how many times you have to be machriz? So the problem is that one Mishnah says that Shuma Yisomim is Shloshim Yom, and the problem is the price is a Shishim Yom. And I had a problem. Which one is it? Is it Shishim? Is it Shloshim? So he explained to me that Ritzufim is Shloshim Yom. If you don't do it Ritzufim one day after the other, then you could do Sheni V'chamishi 18 times over 60 days, which achieves the same. By the way, there's a lot here that it would be Nogea La Halacha in terms of how much to pay for advertising and how to spread it out. Right? Because that's the question. It was what type of repetition achieves the same result as continuous advertising, which is essentially what the question is over here. In any event, so clearly it was Rav Chista who was getting beaten up by Avimi, not Avimi by Rav Chista, which shows that Rav Chista must have been the Talmud. So how could you say that Avimi went to learn Menachos from Rav Chista? I mean, who's beating up who anyway? Ah, no, what happened is that Avimi Mesechta Yisakra, Avimi had a terrible disaster and he forgot Menachos. Oh, is this an opportunity for Rav Chista? So he decided he's going to go learn by Rav Chista to reteach it to him. So Yisakrele v'asa kamin Rav Chista about Kuri Gemara. He came to Rav Chista to be retaught Menachos. Well, if he was the Rebbe, couldn't he send a message to Rav Chista and say, could you please come and teach me Menachos? I mean, why did that? What's sort of bizarre for Avimi to go schlep to the Beis HaMedrash here of Rav Chista? So why didn't he v'lishlach leva leisa legabei? Let him call Rav Chista in and ask him to give him some private lessons in Menachos. Because he believed that he would have more hatzlocha by going there than having Rav Chista come to him. And we don't know whether Rav Chista took advantage of the situation or not.
But no, there's a psychological condition out there when one makes the effort to...
Yes, yes. As a matter of fact, Rashi brings the Gemara of Yagati Umatsati Tamin. You invest in something, you get what you invest out of it. Anyway, but getting back to my story, now that we've determined how it is that Avimi and Rav Chista were relating here on Menachos, but the point is, you just reminded me of the whole story because you were asking what's the din about Kiddush Kli or being mekametz from a Kli that's on the ground. Now, I have something to say about that, but I'm going to first change the batteries in this thing before I say that. Once we're on one tangent, we might as well go all the way. Your maximum chazor, that's the din in you only learn until your maximum chazor ability. Once you exceed your maximum chazor ability, you don't have a right to learn further because you're going to forget what you did learn. So, I mean... So I guess you experiment around. Anyway, so now back to our story. So you raised the question of whether you could be mekametz from the floor. Now, Avimi was on his way to Rav Chista. He was not particularly in a good mood about all of this. So Reb Nachman bumps into him. was not a good time for him not to bump into him. But anyway, if Nachma bumps into him and says to him, how do you do Kmitza? He said, what kind of question, how do you do Kmitza? You see the bucket over there from that bucket, okay? I mean, how do you do Kmitza? I'm going to let me please that. Whatever. Tosa says, I mean, what's the Kiddush Mikulizah? What do you mean, whatever? But maybe it was wood, and he was telling that a Kishar is a star stream that's made of wood, which is not broken, that's the Kiddush. Or Marley, so Reb Nachman said to him, well, when you say Kigon Zed, you mean it could just be sitting on the ground? The Chikomsin Miklish Al Gabi Karka? I mean, you say Kigon Zed, I assume you mean exactly what you say. Well, no, just so let it go and lift it up. Ah, let it go and lift it up. All right, so let me add something else. How do you make the Kiddush HaKometz, it should say, the Kachis HaKometz? Ah, oh, come on, man, put it into the Kli, okay? Right over there. Oh, you mean V'chi Mekachim V'chi Shadar V'karkas? That's what I'm saying. What do you mean? No, you have a coin, lift it up. Oh, so now we need three coins. Is that what we're saying? Every time you do a comment, you have one coin holding the Kli, the other coin. I mean, after all, it's got to be the Amin. I mean, same as part of the Aveda. It's got to be, the guy's got to be holding it cautious. He's got one coin holding it. Another coin now is doing the Kmitza. Then there's the other coin who's holding the Kli Shoreis for the Kiddush Kmitza. He walks over to that coin, puts it down. I mean, it's getting a little bit complicated, Avimi. You sure about this? So, Amalei, Imkein, Hutzrach, the Shlosha Koinim? So what are you saying? You need three Koinim every time you're going to do, I mean, a little Kmitza? Amalei, V'tei Tzricha Shlosha Tzrei. I don't get a hang of any 13 Koinim. Like by the Korban Tumid. What's it bother you? We've got plenty of Koinim, Andy, back there in the Mishmar. Well, what's the big deal? Esfet. So we asked him, is that klal? Kol ha-komeitz, v'notein de-kli, ha-molech, v'ha-maktir. Of course, this is the Mishnah coming up, which is the next in the series of the Mishnah, is like in Zvachim, where we get into the pigel. Well, but it was called Zoveach, and the Mekabal as Adam, and the Melech as Adam, and the Zerek as Adam. Over here, it's kol ha-komeitz, those are de-kli. Molech u'maktir, which I can't repeat often enough, is connected those four avodah shebezevah. Le'achol davar shedarko le'achol, etc., etc., etc. Now, I don't see any indication in that Mishnah of a place for the good old Kohanim or holding up those Kalim. How come they don't get an honorable mention here? I mean, it doesn't say anything about the Magbia es HaKli. Well, it's because Seder avodah snuck at los Seder Kohanim. You've got this fixation about Kohanim. We're not interested in Kohanim. They just do the work. We're the Misharetim. The Misharet is like the janitor. I mean, what's the Misharet? Loshen Shelut. So the janitors are the best. I mean, you got to mention what every single janitor does. Of course, there is another Loshen of Kohen. There's Loshen of Noblemen and so on. But right now, we're the Shelut. So it's Seder Aveda Snuket, below Seder Kohanim. We're not talking about the Seder of the Kohanim. Bohmi named Reb Sheshes. Now they asked Reb Sheshes the same question. And he gave a lot more calm and serious answer. They said to him, Mao Likmas Miklisha Gabi Kak. Can you do Kmitza from a Kli that's sitting on the ground? Oh, Marley, so he said to them, I don't understand what the question is. Pokhazi Mai Avdin Lagal. Go take a look and see what do they do in practical terms in the Beis HaMikdash, because you know, my friend, how they do it. And this is really an ingenious answer, because what Reb Sheshes was basing his answer on was the understanding that the Lechem HaPonim is a mincha, and the Bezichim are the Kmitza. So when I lift up the Bazach to put on the Mizbeach, I'm doing the Kmitza, leaving the Shirayim, which is the Lechem HaPonim, behind. Now, how do I do the Kmitza? From the Shulchan in the Beis HaMikdash. But the Shulchan, therefore, becomes the Kli Shoreis, which did the Kiddush HaMincha. Now, that means I'm doing Kmitza from a table that's sitting on the ground. I mean, it doesn't say anything about Kohanim going in there to lift up the Shulchan at the time that you do the Hakrovas HaBezichin. Ha! That's brilliant.
Even though the table, the flat part of the
sofa, is raised. Actually, Tosfos quotes Harry Potter as asking that question. If you take a look right at the beginning of the Tosfos, Ein Mekatcher the Kari, teach Harry Potter. We have a... That's what it says. No. No, it smells.
It's missing a U. They were very close. Yeah.
Oh, no. It sounds apocryphal to me, but the Jewish press is definitely pretty much the apocryphal. Okay. So let's just see that inside. It says in the Mishnah, Arba Kohanim Nichnasim, there's four Kohanim that go in to take care of the Lechem upon him. Now, Shnayim B'yadam Shnei Sedarim, two are holding in their hands a Seder apiece. Each Seder was six Lechem, ready to be put onto the Shulchan. And Shnayim B'yadam Shnei Vizichim, two were holding a Bazach apiece. There were four Kohanim that went in before them. Two to take the previous two Sidrei Halechem Aponim, v'shnayim litol shnei bezichim, and two to take the two bezichim. Now notice that it doesn't say a word over there about Kohanim coming to pick up the shulchan. So v'ilu magbim et ha-shulchan lo katani. Doesn't say that. Well, I mean, how does that prove anything? You just said we're not interested in the number of Kohanim. How come Baruch Sheshes was happy with this? So how can I mean? Maybe it's just saying the number of Avedas. Oh, come on, Midami Asal Anachas Leminyan of the Kohanim. Anachas Leminyan of the Kohanim. The whole point of the mission is telling you four Kohanim go in, four Kohanim come out. I mean, that it's telling you exactly how it was done with the number of Kohanim. You can't say we're not interested in telling you the number of Kohanim in this case. So this seems to prove conclusively that you left the shulchan on the floor, went ahead, picked up the bezichim, which is the exact equivalent of doing a kmitza on any other mincha. The concept of kmitza is an abstract concept. It doesn't matter how it's arranged. The shulchan is basically the kli that is holding the mincha, which consists of the shirayim, namely the lechem, and the komets, namely the bezichim. When you pick up the kometz off of the table, you're doing an act of kmitza. You now create shirayim of the lechem, which becomes mutter for the achilas kohanim, and everything is happy. Fascinating.
Does the bezichim go into a kli?
Yeah. They do indeed. They are a kli.
Yeah.
Since in this case you're talking about the number of Kohanim. Why doesn't it mention the Kohen that's required to hold the Shulchan up? This proves to us that you can certainly do Kemitza from a Kli that's sitting on the ground. Oh, my Rav. Now, Rav put it this way. Pshitali, to me, it's rather obvious that Kemitza Mikli Shagabe Karaka, you can certainly do Kemitza from a Kli that's on the ground. Shekein matzinu b'siluk b'zichin, because, as Rav Sheshes pointed out, that's done every single week. Mekachim mincha b'kli shagagah b'kak. And I also see clearly that the initial kedusha of a mincha, this is not the nesina b'kli, which is the nesina b'kli of the komets. It's the kiddush ha'kli of the mincha itself, when it's brought, that comes before the kemitza. That can also be done with the kli shagabe karka. Again, shekein matzino besidur bezichim. Because if we can put the lechem upon him down on the shulchan, together with the bezichim, and nobody's got to hold the shulchan up while this is done, then obviously a kli shagabe karka is fine for kiddush mincha. Because that's what we're doing. But what I don't know is, boy, Rava, I'm worried about kiddush komets, my. How about the second Kiddush B'Kli, which is the special Kiddush of the Kometz after the act of Kmitza? I don't know whether I can put that Kometz into a Kli Shagabe Karka. That's my question. Because, and I'll tell you why it's very, very doubtful to me. Because what is the Nesina Bekli Keneged in the Avedas Azeva. Kabbalah. Now, Kabbalah's Hadam cannot be done with the Kalishah Gabe Kark, as we'll see in a moment. So, in order to do Kabbalah, the Kohen's got to be holding the Kli. So, now, if this is the equivalent of Kabbalah, then it may well be that, yeah, those things that are unique for the Mincha. Yeah, the Kometz, I mean, a Zvicha obviously had never had anything to do with Kli, the Kometz itself. The Kiddush HaMincha for sure has nothing to do with Dam. I mean, that's just the din and the Kiddush HaSkli. Fine, okay, I understand. We can derive that from the Shulchan. I don't see for sure that we could take that the next step and say that the Kiddush Kibitza, which is the equivalent of the Kabbalah Sadam, can be done with the Kli Shagabi Kaka. My question is my. Mincha Yalfinon La, do we learn this out from the other dinim of the Mincha like we just saw by the Shulchan? So, okay, apparently by Mincha the Torah is not mocked, but you should be holding the Kli. Or do we say, Bidam Yalfinon La? I mean, we have to learn this out of the Dam since this is the parallel to the Dam Aveda. And the question is, if we learn it out of Dam, then we've got in trouble, because if you take a look at the Shita now continuing on in the Oz Gimel, because Ma Dam Ein Mekablimoto Meakli Sharet Shagabe Karka, just like Dam cannot be had from do the Kabbalah Meakli Sharet on the ground, how do I know? Dichtivi Hikrivu B'nei Aaron Es Adam Zu Halacha. We know that the word Vihikrivo refers to the Halachas Adam and Halachas Bekli. And we saw that the Lashon of Kabbalah is always called Vihikrivo. So the Torah puts the Lashon of Kabbalah into the halacha in order for me to recognize a number of different halachas. One of which is, the same way you've got to be walking, holding the Kli, the same thing is true. You have to be holding the Kli for the Kabbalah. So Kabbalah lo tefka mikhlal halacha. Now if that's the case, then when it comes to Kiddush Kometz, would have to be in a Kli that the Kohen is machzik biyadav. Hadar Parshta, and then Rava said, you know what? It's clear to me that indeed, Bidam Yalfinan La, you've got to have the Kohen holding that Kli. Now, wait a minute. Are you saying that Rava decided that he's got to learn out the dinim of Kiddush Kometz from Dam? Liyama Rava Haki Itma didn't? Didn't we learn that a Kometz Shechilku Bishnei Kelim? Suppose you went ahead, you did Kmitza. You put half of the Kometz into one Kli, and half of the Kometz into another Kli, in order to be Makadosh. Reb Nachman says it's not Kaddish, and Rava says, well, that's fine. And the problem is that we should learn out from Dam, and the din by Dam is, it's an all or nothing, as we're going to see. You cannot be Makabal only half of the Dam in one Kli, half of the Dam another Kli, and then put it together. We learn that out from a Pasuk, as we'll see in a moment. So you've got to be Makabal all of the Dam that you're going to be using in one Kli. If Rava claims that I learn out the din of Kometz Mincha from Dam, then why over here, for heaven's sakes, does he argue with Reb Nachman? And he says it doesn't matter if you're Mechalik the Kometz into two Kalim. It would matter if you're Mechalik the Dam into two Kalim. When you did the Kabbalah Sadam, it would be possible. So Rava is now contradicting himself. First he says it is similar to Dam, then he says it isn't similar to Dam. He says, Gemara, you're right. Hadabe Rava Miyahi, indeed Rava had Charata from that. And Rava finally came to the understanding that we must learn Kiddush Kometz from Dam. Now that you're on the topic, by the way, the Dam in Nolan Deloy Kaddish Lechatzai, how do we know that Dam is not Kaddish by halves? The Tani Rav Tachlifa Bar Shaul, Kiddush Pachot Mikdei Hazaa Bechlizeh, Pachot Mikdei Hazaa Bechlizeh, Lo Kiddush. Somebody who's going now to use the Pora Aduma water. He has a little bit of water, he puts it to one cup, a little bit of water, he puts it to another cup, sprinkles the ashes of the Pora Aduma in those two cups, doesn't have enough to get onto his azov. He puts the two together now, sticks his azov in it, and now he's going to do Azaya. No good.
From one
end
and the other?
No, he pours the two together now. No good. Now, Ibrahim, we asked on that, what would be the equivalent halakha by a case of the Dam? We did the Kabbalah of the Dam by halves, and you put it together. Hilchasahi, is this din that it's no good by the Paradum? Is that Halakha L'Moshe Mishinai? You can't learn out from Halakha L'Moshe Mishinai on item A to item B. I mean, maybe the Torah was makbid, gave us a special, like Exeris HaKosev. That's the din of a Paradum. It doesn't say anything about the Dom. Or is it actually not Halakha Mishinai, but rather something that we learn from a Pasuk? The Dilma Hasha, my time, and maybe the basis of the Halakha over there is Dichsiva Taval Ba Maim. It says over there you have to be Taval in the Maim, not Taval Bi Maim. And that teaches us that it's got to be initially the water, not water, which I then make into the water by mixing it. But if that's the case, Akanami Dichsiva Taval Ba Dam. It says the same Lashon over here, which would mean you have to have the blood that is meant to be there. And Reb Zrika responded to that question, and he quoted Reb Elazar saying, Af b'dam lo kidesh, that indeed it would not be good by dam, meaning that we learned out from b'dam. And Rava said, you know what, it's even a b'raisa, tanya nami hachi, v'taval v'lo maspig, the Lashon of v'taval min ha'dam, and the Tava Badam and then Varakach Mina Adam Be'etzpa'o teaches us the following three things. The Tava means you got to have enough liquid there to dip, which means you cannot be misape. You can't collect it from the edges. Scooping, no scooping, only dipping. Badam Ba means it's got to be the blood that you're meant to use all along. It's got to be Shia Badam Shur Mi Karo from the first place. You got to have a sheer tefillah. And then, min hadam means min hadam shebe'inyan. From the aforementioned dam, meaning every time you stick your finger in, to do this is talking about the zrika of the chatas. Every time you do the zrika, you stick your finger in for blood, it's got to be in that same blood. You can't use leftovers that are on your fingers from the initial dipping. So therefore, and itzik l'michta, we need both. We need l'michta v'tova, v'itzik l'michta v'adam. Let's say, the Torah said v'tova, which teaches me I need to be able to dip it into the dam, okay? Fine. So, there may be enough to be tova, but not enough for me to get my seven hazoyas that I'm going to be doing here for the power, to start about the power coin Mashiach. So I'm not going to be able to do maybe the seven hazoyas. I can still be tova. So I'll be Taval. Now I need more blood. I'll take it from the other Kli and I'll add it. Therefore, I need to know. No. Badam. Shia Badam Shiur Tvila. So have a minapagab lo kibo Shiur Tvila to me kor, because I want to know Badam. On the other hand, let's say the Torah said Badam. Now I've got this Kli that's very wide and shallow. And there's no place for me to dip it. I have to scoop it from all around. Still have the shear. But that's not kosher, because it has to be the type of kli that's going to hold the dam that I can do an act of tefillah in and not an act of scooping. So these are two completely different things. What was that thing? So how about mina afil misapeg? Because I'm going to have a tava. Now, what was that thing about mina dam shebe inyan lemute mai? What was that? Amar Rava, that's lemute shirayim shebe etzba. That tells me you got to do a new tefillah every time you're about to do one of the zrikas. You can't have dam left over on your finger. It's got to be each time min ha-dam from the aforementioned dam. And that actually is a proof to Rebbe Elazar, the Yomar, Shirayim Shebe'etzpa Psulim. He holds, if you have something left over on your finger, you can't reuse that for another Zrika. You've got to go ahead and you've got to stick the finger in again. That Rav Amram said, Tanya, Yamazev, and Nitsa, Hazar, Miyados. There seems to be a problem. Here it says, a guy was being Mazeh, and what happened was some of the Hazayah came out and got onto somebody's Beged. Of course, the thing is, if you're being Mazeh, Chatas, it gets onto a Beged. No good. And here it says that Imachelo, he's, it seems to me, if you hadn't yet finished doing your hazayot, so the dam wasn't shirayim, so then you would need kibus. But im atchelo izatamisha, he's a, if you already finished your hazayah, then ain't on kibus, because the dam, we said, has to be the dam that was meant to be mazeh and not dam that was already on the mizbeach or dam that you had already done the avona with. So my love, atchlo gamar hazato, umisha gamar hazato. In other words, the limits over here is you have to do kibbutz if you hadn't finished doing all your hazayot. You don't have to do kibbutz if you did finish doing all of your hazayot. The problem is that that Yes, I know that concentration look. The problem is that if you have the hazoya after you did your first hazoya, and now you have dam left on your finger, he seems to be saying that if some of that dam would have gotten onto a beged, it would need kibbutz. But it shouldn't, because you just said, Rava, that if it was already used, it's pasul. So dam that's pasul for hazoya does not create a chiyuv of kibbutz. And this is your own Talmud who's saying this. Now, how do you explain this? If your dialogue is like Rabbi Lotzer, then this doesn't make any sense. Gee, where's Shema Aminadi Shurayim Shabetz Bakshirim? And Rabbi said, no, doesn't mean that. It doesn't mean when you finish the hazoya. It means Achlo Yatzta Miyado Hazoya. If the dam comes off of your finger before you did the dam of the hazoya, so your finger's dripping from dam that is suitable for hazoya, then that blood gets on a beged and it requires kibbutz. But if you already did the hazoya, now there's dam dripping after it's nothing but shirayim and it's pasul, then it doesn't require kibbutz. Who said anything about finishing all of your hazoyas anyway? So the point over here, therefore, is that indeed it's possible if you weren't tovel it in. And this is now Rav Ashita. We do indeed learn from Dom, and that's the same halacha.